Good morning. I want to thank each of you for joining us today for this key announcement. As we near the end of what has been a great 2013 week of valor, I'm happy to be here today to announce our city's latest commitment to our military and veterans. Today, I'm joined by Shad Khan of the Jacksonville Jaguars and two outstanding veterans, retired Brigadier General Mike Fleming from Deutsche Bank and retired Rear Admiral Vic Guillory from our Military Affairs Veteran Disabled Services Department. I also would like to acknowledge Daniel Davis, President of Jack's Chamber. The week of valor salutes to service and sacrifice of the dedicated men and women who serve or continue to serve in our armed forces. Over the last week, I've been honored to attend several luncheons hosted by companies throughout the city honoring their military veterans employees. Last week, the city hosted its own luncheon honoring our City of Jacksonville employees who are veterans, guardsmen, or reservists who chose to continue their service careers in public service. Military personnel and veterans visited students all across the city talking about patriotism and national service, sharing their stories and encouraging our next generation of leaders. On Veterans Day, thousands of our citizens lined the streets of downtown for our annual Veterans Day parade, one of the largest in the nation. And this Sunday, we will see thousands of Jaguar fans at the annual military appreciation game against the Arizona Cardinals. The Week of Valor is about more than a simple thank you. It's about our city's strong connection and commitment to the brave men and women of our military and support of our large and growing veterans population. Today's announcement is a key to the Week of Valor. We're cutting the ribbon today on the City of Jacksonville's and Jacksonville Jaguars' new Veterans Resource and Reintegration Center. The new center is a part of a $1 million commitment, five-year commitment, between the City of Jacksonville and the Jaguar Foundation to improve and expand critical services for our area military, military families, and veterans. I want to thank the City Council for supporting the $100,000 in grant funds from the Jacksonville Jaguar Foundation toward the creation of the Veterans Resource Reintegration Center. It will be a one-stop home service here at City Hall. The center enhances the core service already provided to our veterans. Because of the commitment by Shad Khan, we will be able to provide greater assistance with social services, housing assistance, employment services, and greater emergency financial assistance. Because of Shad Khan's commitment, the department will be able to hire a new social services specialist to help transitioning military men and women to find good career jobs here in Jacksonville. The Jaguar Foundation is also allocating $50,000 to go toward grants to veteran service organizations in the community. I am proud of this partnership with Shad Khan and the Jacksonville Jaguars. It shows that we are a city that is not only proud of our military and veterans community, but we are increasing the resources needed to help them smoothly transition into civilian life. Jacksonville is the most military-friendly city in the nation, not just because of the work with the government, because we come together as a community to show our appreciation and support in strong, meaningful ways. Jacksonville, along with Shad Khan and many others, believe that our military is the best in the world, and we should do everything we can to support them. And I'm thankful for Shad Khan's leadership and vision and commitment to our veterans and military families and friends here in Jacksonville and Northeast Florida. I would now like to invite our leader who believes in veterans, support veterans, put his money where his mouth is. Let's welcome Shad Khan.
Thanks, Alvin. Thank you very much. The Jaguars' respect for the servicemen and women is immense. Our organization and the community owes them more than just a thank you for the service when they return home. We need to ask them what more we can do for them, whether that is employment, education, housing, and medical treatment, or just a hand to help them connect all the services together. We need to return that favor. And that is why when Mayor Brown suggested this partnership between the city and the Jaguars, I immediately said yes. Today marks the months of efforts by our staffs to open the Veterans Resource and Reintegration Center. So please allow me to congratulate everyone who made that possible. So thank you. I'd also like to specially thank Michael Fleming, Managing Director and Head of Deutsche Bank, who is the volunteer chair of Jacksonville Military Veterans Coalition. The work the coalition has done to connect our veterans with employment and training here in Jacksonville is phenomenal. So, thank you. I also want to personally recognize Admiral Vic Guillory and all of the staff in the Department of Military Affairs, Veterans and Disabled Service. Our partnership is enhancing the incredible array of services that the city of Jacksonville already has in place for veterans. So thank you very much, Admiral. We are really pleased to help take the city's veteran services to the next level, and this will assure that Jacksonville continues to be known throughout the country as the number one home for returning veterans. So thank you very much, everybody.